Yo, let's do it. How are y'all today? It's your boy Dev here, back at it again with another episode of the Sasscast. And we're just keeping it real here. Lauren, how are you doing today?
I'm very exhausted, but we're here. I'm happy. I'm living my life. It is midterms week. I'm a little bit stressed, but we got it. We got it, right?
Yeah. I got a lot.
I spent 10 hours on my drafting homework.
Ooh, what'd you have to do?
I basically had to take a scenic design of a kitchen and replicate it.
Really?
Yeah. I hate drawing with every fiber of my being. Fun fact. Drawing drives me insane. So it legitimately drives me insane. And so while doing drafting homework, I have to consistently take breaks or I will go mad.
Hey, it's okay. Sometimes, as you know, as everybody says, take a little, 30-minute break, 15-minute break, whatever you need. A break is a break.
Exactly.
As long as you get it done, you know?
Yeah. Are you excited about midterms?
I don't know.
It's your last midterms.
I don't know. It's my last full midterms. So I'm like, even if I have, I feel it's a different feel in general. Feel. Yeah, especially, being here all the 4 years. So it's like each one has its own type of level to it, especially what comes natural wise or what comes just outside world or personal. So
it's your last midterms. I'm ready to see what
this one's going to be like, Lauren.
Don't make me cry.
No.
I'm very emotional right now.
No, Lauren, come enjoy it. It's a good time.
Okay.
For real.
All right. So also, you know, with midterms are stressful. They're just are. And especially with, classes and tests and all that. Yeah. Don't forget, at the SAS office, we have tutors.
Yes,
Fun fact, we just hired a new tutor.
Yes, Kyle. Yeah,
Kyle. Actually. And he does computer stuff.
Yes, computer science and that type of department and that type of...
Yeah, and we might be hiring a new tutor.
Yes, as well. I think so. I can't remember.
I don't remember when, but we'll also be hiring a new tutor. So if you need help, we have lots of different types of people.
Please.
And lots of different types of schooling. We have accountants, math,
sociology, a lot of
psychology,
math. Yes.
Science.
All of it.
No offense, I don't do science. So
yes. Plus, if you need a schedule, a test come through as well.
Yes, we also have tests, and our test administrative people, phenomenal.
Yes, we got two new ones as well.
Yeah, we got Raelle, Veronica,
Matthias,
and
Hannah.
New
one.
Yeah. So
definitely stop by and say hey.
Also, applications for being a lion leader are up and ready. So if you are at all interested in being a lion leader and supporting the new freshmen coming in during student orientation, please sign up.
Yes.
It is a paid position. You get paid to do fun games, to interact with students.
Yes. Incoming freshmen.
Exactly.
Doing 2 weeks to help them move in, communicate, build bridges, build connections.
Yes.
Definitely. Not only find out where they're from and find out who they are, but also, just during these hard times, connect with somebody that can also bring out something in yourself.
Exactly.
So definitely reach out. Definitely come through. Apply. Applications are due this Friday on the 4th.
Yep.
But we might have an extension come through. Be aware of that if it comes. We'll tell you about it.
We'll post it on social media.
Most def.
Also, follow us at Lidwood FYP.
Yes.
It stands for First Year Programs, not For You page.
You know, sometimes I feel like people make that connection now.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes me want to laugh every time I see it.
When I first saw that Instagram, I immediately thought For You page. But it was also during 2020 when TikTok was literally the only thing anyone else did because we were in quarantine. So it is what it is.
True. That's true.
All right. So who do we have with us today? Do we have an interesting organization?
Guys, what we have with us today, it's an organization that I feel like definitely needs to be talked about and definitely should be showcased a lot more on this campus and definitely should be shouted out a lot more. And it's definitely who I feel I have a connection with, and it's the Black Student Union. And with me today, the president, Joseph. Joseph, how are you today, man?
I'm feeling good. I want to steal your word, exhausted, but I think that they need to come up with another word for exhausted. Like, exhausted, it doesn't even do it justice anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm past exhausted. I'm dang near dead.
I feel you.
Yeah, so but I'm happy to be here. I want to thank both of you for even having me. Shout out to the Lindenwood FYP, not the For You page, but the first year program. I'm just excited to be here, and I'm like, I feel so honored, like a special guest. Like, yeah. Man, like, you guys invited me out. I'm excited. I wish the other board members could be here to join me. Unfortunately, we all have busy schedules outside of BSU. So, fortunately, I'm here, though. And so, hopefully, I can give you some insight on what the BSU, what we do, or what we stand for, and things like that. I'm just excited for this podcast and what, you know, what's going to be talked about today. But most certainly, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, no, of course.
Absolutely. And
just to kind of give the listeners an insight into who this person is, we have Joseph, a freshman who is president of Black Student Union. Freshman. Just blown. Brand new.
Yeah.
Brand spanking new.
Dropped on the scene.
New meat
and
on the block.
He
dropped the mic.
He's majoring in healthcare administration and minoring in business administration. Mm. So he is a good person to ask about boo-boos. Like,
just don't ask me, like, to do CPR because I'm going to let you die or something like that. But
okay. I, fun fact, I still remember how to do CPR. I took it when I was in high school. There was a class called lifeguard training class. Aww. And it counted as a PE credit. And so.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's good.
Yeah. And so every day I got to go swimming. Which, by the way, does horrendous things to your hair. Just fun. That chlorine and your hair. No, it destroyed my hair.
Like,
but
you think salt water is better, though?
I don't
think salt water cleans as well as bleach. I'm going to stick
but
in
I
bleach.
Also don't do. Wash my hair in salt water.
Well, I'm like to swim in and stuff. You know, like.
I haven't been in the ocean in years.
Okay, that's fair.
But anyways, I had to take the class, and the teacher said that she would only pass me if I promised never to become a lifeguard. Because, fun fact, not that great of a swimmer. I'm not. I'm, you know, I can swim. But if I had to save someone, it would not go well. I'd be like, that is unfortunate. You know, let me go get someone else who can help you. Because at this moment, you's going to die, which is unfortunate for you. Really unfortunate for you. I'm sorry that I was the person. But I do remember how to do CPR because of the Stayin' Alive song.
There we go.
Because what you do is you're like, ha,
oh,
ha,
my
ha,
God.
Ha,
I remember
stay
that.
Alive, stay alive. See? It's amazing.
Oh, my God. I remember that song.
Is that what you learned during your classes is CPR, Stayin' Alive?
Yeah, we learned a few things, but that was most definitely one of them. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I know. That was an interesting class. The other gym class that I took was called Water Games.
Okay.
That was so much fun. We played Marco Polo.
Oh, my
we
God.
We played Sharks and Minnows.
Okay,
we played so many games, and I was really sad that it ended because I took it my senior year, and then COVID happened, and we were like, all right, go home. So I couldn't finish the class, and we couldn't really, like, take the class online because none of us had, like, pools in the back of our yard because we're not rich. But we did pass the class with an A, so go me.
Hey. As long as it's really great.
Exactly. So, all right, Joseph, my first question for you is, what is the Black Student Union?
Okay, so diving right in.
Yeah.
The Black Student Union is, first of all, it's a safe place for just not black students here on campus. And that's something that I'm striving to push in my administration. Why I am in office is that I want people to know that, yes, we call ourselves the Black Student Union. Yes, that is what the title is, of course. But I want people to know that no matter what walk of life you are, we support all people on this campus. We're for all people on this campus. But most importantly, we're about black people. We strive to create a safe environment where it's warm and interactive and welcoming for black students here on campus and giving them the opportunity to just detox and de-stress and about talk about what's going on in their life and what's going on campus and what's making them feel comfortable, what's making them feel uncomfortable. I wanted to read you guys our mission statement, but the Wi-Fi is so horrible in this.
Oh, yes, especially when you get down here.
What is happening? Yeah. No,
I don't know.
It's this building.
I feel bad because I should remember our mission statement by heart, and I know some of the members are going to get on me when they listen to the podcast, but that's really it. I mean, you know.
We got them, folks.
We, you know, like we focus on inclusiveness and making sure that the Black excellence that's here on campus is highlighted and promoted as it should be. There's a lot of great things that comes from the Black Student Union that a lot of people don't know about. There's a lot of people on this campus that are doing phenomenal things, not only just at Lindenwood, but in the community, even out. I mean, we have students from outside the country, and they're doing things back in our homeland that is just, like, phenomenal. It should be broadcasted. It should be published. And so that's what we're about. We're just about just uplifting people and making sure that everyone knows about what good has to come out of the Black Student Union.
I like that right there. Especially on the fact that you're talking about making it feel like everybody and showcasing it. Mm-hmm. Like, especially how you're highlighting people outside of, you know, here at Lindenwood, especially towards, like, us focusing not only diversity but also focusing on, like, bringing our international students in and focusing on the programs they have and how it connects with us. I feel like that's what we want to touch on, but it still has its own things that we still have to digress and still pull apart and actually seek. So I do like that.
I think I found it.
What?
The mission statement.
Let me see. Yep. So that's one of the things that I forgot to mention as well, academic excellence. And then not only that, but service. Like, we're really huge on, like, service hours and giving back to the community. Really big on making an impact here on campus. So when I first got in office, I told my board, hey, anything that this campus have and any volunteers, we're going to go ahead and do it. And that's something that we have done. If we were able, our organization has participated in literally everything. And then, like you said, academic excellence. We're about that. We even hosted study sessions for our organization. That's my biggest thing too. Although we're on campus and, you know, like, a lot of people think when you go to college, party. Yes. Yeah. But academics, that's what you're here for. And so that's one of the things that I push for too.
Yeah. For everyone who cannot see it, it's the Black Student Union mission statement is to increase retention and graduation rates of Black students by promoting academic excellence and enrichment.
I like that mission statement.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the full mission statement, but that sums it up.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
that sums it up. If I get it before, I'll read it. We can come back to it. But if I get it before we get off, I'll make sure I mention it.
Yeah, it was from a PDF online that I found for Black Student Excellence and Enrichment. Oh, my gosh. I think this is the one that we have in the office. Yeah, we have this literal, it's with the custom SAS box that I made.
Oh, that one, okay.
We have those little pamphlets in it.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I've seen that one. That's even still, ooh, that's a good one. Yes. Yeah,
fun fact. So the Science and Technology Museum in St. Louis.
Yes.
Me and my friend Veronica went to there for entertainment, and we were able to build this, like, custom box. And I put the SAS on it.
Oh, that one, yeah.
It doesn't look very good.
It's still good. It fits the office.
But it was an experiment that I wanted to try. So
Okay.
Speaking of experiments, Joseph, what are some, like, programs and events that you guys put on for the campus? I know that for this month in general, you guys have been doing some things. And have been, you know, celebrating.
Well, going way back, I mean, we've had a ton of events here on campus. Like, I don't want to say you name it, we've had it, but we've had a broad spectrum of events. So one of the biggest ones that I want to give a shout out to was our Bad and Bougie Bash that we had December.
I heard about that one. Yeah,
in the beginning of December. And that was huge.
I was there.
How was it?
I think me and my boy Keon were there.
Yeah,
it was really good.
Yeah. So
had a good time, yes.
And to my knowledge, that was the first time the campus has had something like that was actually approved by the administration. So shout out to them for even approving that and student involvement as well. But I will say that event was one of the biggest. We had over 200 guests there.
Oh, wow.
Over 200. I want to say 300, but I don't want to misquote anything. Mm. And then we had schools from all over. Maryville, Harris Stowe, Umsel. We even had SIUE, and then we had a few people. I don't know where they, like, why weren't you in school, but, like, Howard, Texas, Iowa.
Wait, oh,
like,
for real?
Yeah, like, why are you not where you need to be? Why are you here at Lindenwood? But, hey, if you want to come for the Bad and Bougie Bash, you're more than welcome.
Yeah.
And so that was very nice, and we had a, and the only reason I noted is because we had, like, a guest list prior to, and I was looking through, and I'm looking at the schools, and the spectrum was like crazy on like where people was coming from. Yeah. So that was a good event. And we had a Wild and Out event. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that or watched the show, but it's a like a comedy reality with a St. Louis native. Actually, he's from St. Louis, Hitman Holla. He's on that show. And so we reenacted that in the Lark Theater. That was huge. That was another big event that we had. Like I said, we have had study groups, we have study sessions, but then I want to jump fast forward and jump over everything to Black History Month. This is the last day of Black History Month.
Yes.
So, of course, we always say that we're honoring ourselves 365 days, but most importantly, throughout the month of Black History Month, we've had so many different events, and we also have theme days. So, like, our first day was like a blackout day. That picture can be found on our Instagram. Where we were in solidarity with each other and showing unity, and so all members wore black that day. We had a Paint with Love event, and that was like a matchmaking event. I don't know if I seen you guys there, but you guys, if you're single, that's where you should have been. Because we was playing a little matchmaking. So Paint with Love, and that was more so for Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
We had Black Trivia Night. We had a movie night. We actually had two movie nights. We had Black Music Artist Day. So we had a lot going on throughout the month of February, but it was very exciting. That was my first Black History Month here on campus as president. So I was excited to shake things up a little bit and see, you know, what the range of, knowledge of people on campus and things like that. So I was excited. And this month was really great. Like, the turnout for events was great. The Black Trivia Night was very fun. All the movie nights was fun. We showed a movie called Passing and Amateur. So we had some good days. Good days.
Yeah, I can definitely tell you that the atmosphere on campus was very enlightening, but it actually felt like it was also focused towards like having fun and having, you know, not only like enlightening us, but also just showing what these events are really aiming towards, and also bringing the fun to like not only the club, but also to just, you know, the students and the home body and the connectivity we're trying to find. And I think that's the good main part of it all that I see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What?
My brain's. It's fine. We're fine.
Did you have like a dead moment?
I did. I was like, I thought of something,
and then
it just left.
No, it definitely happens. I definitely feel you.
Okay, now I can all I think is Inside Out, the movie.
If it come back, let us know.
Absolutely, please.
So, why is it important to have a Black student union on campus, and when was it established?
Okay, do you want me to take a shot at three?
Oh, I missed it. My brain's not working. Okay, yes, please.
Okay, so for the listeners, if you were going to, my question is, if you were going to give LU a letter grade based on equity, diversity, and inclusion efforts, what would you give, and how can we improve here at LU? Wow. Okay, so that's a very good question.
Yeah.
I know.
This is what I'll say. I will say that LU make the effort to make it a interactive and inclusive environment for all students. Of course, nobody's perfect, so there is a few things that we lack in. But I can most definitely say with certainty that I see the effort that the university makes. For instance, President Porter, he hosted something for students, first year students at his house when we first got there. And it was catered. He gave us a tour of his house. It was very nice event. And so
the mansion.
He has an elevator too.
What? He's an elevator?
He has an elevator.
Now I'm disappointed.
It's T.
I think that the university makes a good effort. However, I wish that they would make the effort more often and not only just during Black History Month.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is it was only during Black History Month that The university wanted to start to highlight Black culture and promote Black culture, but what about, you know, every other month? Yeah. What about the other 300 and something days that we have in a year?
Exactly.
Because we're on the campus for the rest of those days. We're doing things on campus for the rest of those days. So February, although it is our month, we shouldn't be excluded from everything else. And that's somewhat what I took from it, as if we're excluded, and then February, hey, this is your month. And then after February,
it's just back to the program.
It's just back to the program. It's normal. And so I wish that not just February, that, you know, the university gave more attention to diversity and inclusion efforts. But I will say that I do see what they're trying to do. I do see that. Yeah. I think a big part of it plays a part in having the people, the right people in the right places to make the changes that needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're doing a phenomenal job with having Ms. Emily Pitts as the director of diversity and inclusion. She's actually in this building in the new CDI center.
I met her the other day. Yes.
She's a very lovely intelligent
woman. Yes.
And lovely woman. But I think it goes deeper than that. I think that, and she has so many great things, you know, put on her sleeve. I don't want to speak for anyone because she's not here, but, you know, she's having panels and discussions with the people that she needs to have, because although she works for the university, she's not a student, and she doesn't go through what we go through. She doesn't see what we see. She's not in the classroom. She's not at the, you know, events that we had, things like that. So it's only so much that she can see. She's looking from, to me, from the inside, from the outside in. And so I think that it's important. And what I mean, I think it's important to have more of a student's perspective on things, and people that's actually been on campus, that's seen firsthand what goes on campus. And I think, to really answer the question, my letter grade would be at least a C plus.
That's what I was gonna give it. No cap.
Yeah, C+? I would say a C plus.
Like on a good, hey, like really
passing.
On a good, yeah. On
passing.
Like,
yeah, you passing.
Passing. Good note, really.
Barely. You passing barely, but you passing. And I think that time will show what the university really speaks about and what they hold as valuable. Ms. Emily Pitts, she's only been in this position for, this is her first year here. And so hopefully they will allow her to do the things that she needs to do, and then also support other people. And, you know, it's more than just Ms. Emily Pitts, but just other people. And then giving the organizations such as the Black Student Union and other organizations as well, because we're not the only organization that stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yes.
The support that we need to make this an inclusive environment. I always say that no matter what, it should almost feel like a family-like atmosphere, because we have one thing in common. We all go to Lyndon Wood University. And so because of that, it should feel as if I should be able to see you, and when I see you, I should be able to speak. If I see you struggling, I should be able to help you. That's what family does for each other. And so I think that's what, to me, that's what we need to be striving to create, a family-like atmosphere for everyone.
Yeah, no, I really agree. I always like, especially with this podcast, I've been able to, like, talk to a lot more people and meet a lot more people. My favorite is Robbie, because the fact I never met him before this year.
Man,
I see him everywhere. One point, I saw him every single day of the week. I was like, all right, at this point, one of us is stalking each other.
Man,
and he was like, all right, we have to figure out which one.
Crazy. Yeah.
But it was super funny, because I was like, I really do like the fact that, like, I'm able to talk to more people and be like, hey, how's life going? And, like, when I was, you know, struggling because of tech week, we had some people be like, are you okay? And I'm like, it's fine. We're thriving.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of Robbie, our LSG president, Robbie Hamilton, is not only a brother, he's also a friend. Robbie is, his mindset and his thought process is phenomenal, like the way he thinks and the way he strives to do things. Robbie, he tells me some people just have it. And what that means is, like, the determination, the knowledge, the willpower to want to do things. Robbie is one of those people. Robbie is going to go far in far places. He really is. Yeah. I can't wait to see what else comes out of Robbie.
I mean, like, the first, like, even in speaking of, like, on this subject and all that stuff, and seeing, like, of Lyndwood, like, first time meeting Robbie, it was me and my roommate TJ.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Robbie always, you know, hooping all the time.
Right, right,
like that.
Yeah.
And, like, he's in the same class as me. And, like, we'll be hooping it. Like, me and my roommate will go down there and hoop. And we'll just see him coming along. We're like, dude, who's this dude right here? And, like, we'll, as Lauren said, we'll catch him and we'll see him all around campus, all that. One day Everywhere. We finally figure out who this guy is. And, like, we used to, like, do this one program. I forgot what it was. And we finally, you know, met him. He was, like, swell dude. And, like, as you're saying, true, Joseph is, like, he does have that it factor. You can feel it.
Yeah, that it
You can
factor.
See it. And, like, when it's, like, even shaking his hand, just being in the same room, in the same atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Just sharing, like, an intellectual piece with somebody else.
Yep.
On that type of level, just, like, I get it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, definitely, I'm seeing him definitely going somewhere.
But I think you've also gotten that, too. Like,
well, Robbie says so.
Yeah. Like, no, I think we it all. Really, it's amazing the fact that, like, you were able to become president as a freshman and... Like, so many people are like, all
Robbie
right, what's his next?
Me. Robbie made me do it. He put a gun on my head and made me do it.
Oh, my gosh. That's what happened with him becoming president of student
government. I'm kidding.
Because who was the president before him?
Robbie, was Marco.
Yeah, yes, Marco was like,
and
hey.
Another phenomenal person that just has it as well.
Yes. He also was like, Robbie, you should run for president. And then no one else did. And he was like, okay, I'll do it. And then he made it.
But no, Robbie is, I'm glad. Well, that's how we were introduced to each other because of the Black Student Union. He was previously, before his position as LSG president, he was the president of the BSU.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm currently trying to fill his shoes right now. And he left some things as far as like a legacy goes, but that's how we were introduced, the Black Student Union. Great guy, though, honestly.
Now, one of the things that Robbie does is he loves his suits. And I see, like, I've seen you walk around, like, campus with some very nice suits.
It's
now,
like a 1-2 punch when you guys come through the door. It's like
how exactly does it feel when you, like, walk to classes and events in those? Because, like, when I wear my jumpsuit or my trench coat, I feel pretty cool. Now, when you wear those suits, which, by the way, where do you get your suits?
I get my suits from a place called Milano's that is on West Florissant.
Oh,
you know that place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Milano's. And I believe, I'm probably going to pronounce his name wrong. The owner is Wafi, I want to say. Shout out to Milano's. They really, they get me together. They really do.
Wait,
I'm gonna tell me to
Dev,
get on
do you own a suit?
No, yeah, I own a few, but I think I put them in storage.
Please,
one with me.
We should do like a dress up day at work, and I'll wear a dress and you wear the suit.
But wearing suits is man. And man, I wear three pieces, so I don't I wear the whole vest, the jacket, the pants. Sometimes I have on suspenders, tie. Ooh. It's a lot. And then a lot of people laugh at me because like ironing is not common nowadays, I guess.
Oh my god, you gotta iron your stuff, bro.
And so I literally iron every. I even wore like iron my scrubs today. So like, yeah, people laugh at me. I steam my suits, put creases in the like. That's
a lot
of work. It's a lot of work.
Oh
yeah, it really
goes into a suit. Like,
oh yeah,
I understand for real. Like even like the people to like to go and dry fit cleaners.
No, seriously,
like I should.
And they're not cheap either. That's why Robbie has more than me. He can afford them.
See, okay, now when you iron like. Do you have an ironing board in your dorm?
Well, see, yeah.
Okay, that's...
You gotta have the iron, gotta have the ironing board. Starch, distilled water. Can't use regular tap water. It's a whole...
Yeah.
See, when I worked at the National High School Finals Rodeo, I had to do a bunch of, like, dry cleaning. One of my favorite jobs was literally driving around Lincoln doing errands for people.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, all right, I want heavy starch. And I'm like...
Yeah.
Okay, I have no idea what that means. Apparently, like, heavy starch, like, makes it, like, super thick. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's, like, super stiff,
and
it's great for when you're, like, riding horse.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a part of the, I'm not a part of the rodeo. I don't know anything about it. I was just there for entertainment purposes.
Okay.
And for experience.
For real? Okay, then, I'm down.
But
the rodeo for experience? Ooh. I actually do want to go to a rodeo.
We can. Let me tell you. Yeah. I will teach both of you how to ride a horse.
Oh,
it's been so long.
Well, I've ridden a horse because my family owns a ranch in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So like I've seen pigs give birth. I've seen a cow give birth.
You ever seen a goat give birth?
No, not a goat. No. I have walked a goat.
I walked a goat. You should see a goat give birth. One of my goats gave birth.
Oh, wait, are you Do you live in a ranch?
I used to have a ranch. We used to have goats, chickens, ducks, and horses, and ponies, and yeah, a lot of
in 4-H?
A lot of people don't know that I did.
Oh, what'd you do in 4-H?
I did. It was so long ago. It was like ninth grade, I think.
Okay.
I can't even remember what my category was.
Yeah, so like 4-H, so I'm from Lincoln. I live in the city, so I don't do 4-H. But yes. The rest of my mom's side of the family, mm-hmm. they're all ranchers. They love ranching.
Yes.
And so they all compete like with cows, pigs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My favorite was right before 4-H. We had to walk the sheep and goats. The sheep are not good to walk, but worse are the goats because the goats keep trying to do like flips on the gravel. Yeah, I'm like, you are going to injure your spine. Like, what are you doing?
Just goating it up.
I know. And like one time, they always make fun of me. I mean, they don't make fun of me, but they always joke because I'm from the city and the rest of them are ranchers. They're like, do you even know what a cow looks like from my 7-year-old cousin? I'm like, shut up.
I feel that.
Yeah, but it's always funny because I had to like help them with their 4-H articles because they have to like little papers, and they really
that part I remember.
Yeah, they really don't like writing, and I like writing. I like coming up with ideas. So what I would do is they'd give me a sentence like, "I walked a sheep," and then I'd be like, for multiple weeks on end, I was able to train this sheep to walk on a leash like a dog.
Grammarly times 10.
Yeah, to make, because like in college, you have those like paper limit, like you have to do 500 words, and you're like, all right, how can I make this one sentence do a paragraph? Like, I got this.
No, so. I definitely feel, yes.
But that's super cool. I didn't know you.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people don't know that because they see me walking around suits. They think I'm a city boy. I am a city boy, but there's a lot of pieces to Joe that a lot of people do not know about. And that's one of them. I love horses. Horses are my favorite animal.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Like, is this, like, a competition type of thing? Or, like a go against, like, a type of, like, somebody else's, like, ranch or organization or type of?
Kind of?
Yeah, it's more so, like, scholarship-wise. It's not. It is and it isn't.
Okay.
So, like, and, like, some 4-H'ers, you sell your animals. So you basically, you raise your animal, it's like a really good way to like work on money as a child. So you basically, you buy a pig, you then raise and feed that pig.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the competition comes, you then sell that pig for more money. And then that person has the pig and they can do whatever they want. A lot of times it turns into meat. So actually my mom bought my cousin's pig. So now we have a whole pig in our freezer. If anyone, we have so much bacon and so much ham.
Mm-mm.
Oh, same thing with, at one point we bought, a half a cow. We had beef for we still have beef left over. It's been like 2 years. Yeah. I always like that. Mostly because I don't have to buy my meat because meat's expensive. So I like the fact that we don't have to buy meat because it's literally in our house.
That's important, though.
Also, eggs. When you have a bunch of chickens.
You never buy eggs.
You never buy eggs. You actually are like, do you want free eggs? Did you guys do that a lot? Like, be like, do you want
I gave eggs away.
Yeah.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah. I feel like that'd be an interesting way to, like, serve homeless people. Be like, eggs.
And I know, like, we way off topic, but having to collect egg cartons because you don't have enough cartons to put the egg on. Okay. Talking to my country folk for a second.
Yeah, we
love it.
I just was. Yes, I'm just so shocked. That's cool.
I know.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lauren.
So the question I was going to ask because I skipped the other one. Mm-hmm. So why is it important to have a Black Student Union on campus? And when was it established?
If I'm not mistaken, the BSU on this campus originated, I want to say around 2007 from what I was told. It's been here longer than a lot of people think.
Yeah.
And it was started by a professor here that still is at the university, Dr. Pernell Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
He works in criminal law, I believe.
Yeah.
He's a retired law enforcement personnel. And Just a fun fact about him, for a long time, he was one of the only full-time black professors here on this campus. Mm-hmm. They gave him a shout-out on the Lindenwood page. But why is it important to have a Black Student Union here on campus? It's just as important as having a chapel here on campus. We have a chapel.
Yes.
For the need of giving people a safe place to go pray. And the Black Student Union is the same thing. We do the same thing, except minus... We do the same thing, per se. And like I said, safe place for all students on this campus. And if we didn't have a Black Student Union, that would be something that would be lacking. That gap would be, it would just be, that would be a huge gap not to have. Like, a lot of students would feel lost. Like, where do I belong? Where do I fit in? This gives people a sense of belonging, a sense of fitting in. That's what the purpose of the Black Student Union serves.
For if not that, also like a like even like if not that, also like a nice place to even aim towards.
Yeah.
You know, like as you were saying, that type of gap, I see it as like a gray area. Mm-hmm. You know, in somebody's mind it might be like, yo, yes, I don't belong, or yeah, this ain't for me. But it might be that one arrow that shoots you towards a thought like, yep, yo, this may be a functioning thing for me actually. Yep. Or, yo, if I go there, it might give me some type of advice, some type of closure, some type of something to make me feel like I am an individual within myself, but also I can be part of something big.
Exactly. And that's what I tell people all the time. So funny, that you're saying that, because I was just talking to the organization on Tuesday, and I made the comment that, you know, although I'm the president, this is not my organization. This is our organization. This doesn't belong to me. I'm just the leader. And we all belong to this organization. And it's just not an organization. Like you said, this is something bigger than us. Mm-hmm. It's essentially a movement. This is not something that is just here today and gone tomorrow. This is something that's going to be here forever. And it's most certainly bigger than all of us. I promise you that.
Yeah. Like, I'm glad you said that, Joseph, because like, even when I came here back in 2017, and the president was, you know, a female who now, you know, lives in New York and goes and does school in New York. Her name was Sierra.
Okay.
And even when you guys, like, Black Student back then was still inviting people, made you still, like, want to broadcast, yo, come in here. We want you to be part. Mm-hmm. Anybody can. And just be a part of our family and be a part of something that can be not inclusive, like, not only inclusive to us, but inclusive to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I felt that through all of it. And I just want to let that definitely be known.
Yeah, I was doing a discussion post yesterday, and it was talking about nonprofits and CEOs and how one of their goals is to create something that's going to outlive them. Mm-hmm. And then I quoted Hamilton because I'm a theater major, and it says, God help and forgive me. I want to build something that's going to outlive me. What do you want, Burr? I always like that idea. Like, the organizations, especially the Black Student Union, like, you're here for 4 years. And then you're done. But you want to make it last forever.
Exactly. And, you know, it's almost like once a member of BSU, always a member of BSU. And and although I may be here 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, no one holds the key to the future. Mm-hmm. And my job is to make sure that this organization is successful from beyond whenever I may leave or whenever the case may be. That's my job. And so I look at it as the foundation has been built by the previous presidents, and I'm just continuing to build on that foundation brick by brick by brick. Mm-hmm. And so that's what it is, until eventually we get our own house, our own building. That's what we're striving to do. We're laying a foundation, laying the bricks, laying the pavement, putting in the doors, putting in the windows. This is speaking hypothetically, but no, seriously, that's what it's about.
Now, just, do you feel like, with the, you know, the addition to the new, you know, diversity and inclusive building, our office, do you feel like that's a good step? Like, especially
most
now?
Certainly.
Especially moving it from Evans to now?
No, certainly, certainly, certainly. If you don't have a CDI on campus, what are you doing?
Absolutely. Like,
no, what I feel
like,
yeah.
No, like, yes. I mean, if your university, to me, that just says you don't care.
Yeah.
And so you're turning a blind eye towards something that matters. So if you don't have, it's Center for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. If you don't have that, It's like, what the hell are you doing? Excuse my language, but it's like, you have to, and that new center, it's open just not for, you know, black students or anything like that. That's open to everybody, gay, yes. straight, Latino, Mexican, whether you're handicapped, except anything.
Yes.
That's open for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so it's a most certainly a great step in the right direction. But like I said, it's still work to be done. That's yes. only one of the steps that needs to be taken. But Absolutely. It's most certainly a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I saw the photos on Instagram. They looked very nice.
Yeah, it was a nice event.
It was. Jenna, who works at the cab office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jenna Beach.
She was like, oh, I have to be there at 12:30. And we accidentally made her late a little bit. So sorry about that. But
yes, we apologize, Jenna.
We apologize, Jenna. But we're glad you made it because it looked really nice.
It was.
There's a lot of people who showed up. It was like a nice photo.
How long was it, if you don't mind?
So it was like a four-part series to the whole day. Everybody involved was exhausted. We had a award ceremony from 12:30 to, I believe, 1:30.
Okay.
Wesley Bell, who is the first black African-American prosecuting attorney for St. Louis County, he was the keynote speaker. And I was one of the award recipients for the MLK Leadership Award.
Congrats,
thank you. So that lasted from 12:30 to 1:30. Then we had a ribbon cutting ceremony, which was like 1:30 to 2:30, which was very nice. They even had hors d'oeuvres and everything. And I love to eat. So after that, after we took all of our photo ops and everything like that, at 3:30 in Sibley Chapel, they had a chapel service, which was very lovely. And so that was nice. That whole day was just like very busy. At least for me, it was. Because right after that, I had a general assembly meeting with the Black Student Union. So I was exhausted. Right. Got home and died. Yeah.
I believe it.
You know, this isn't a part of the questions, but I kind of want to know, like, with you being so busy, like, how do you decompress? Because, like you just said, you just in one day, you had four or five events. So, like, how do you kind of take a relaxation and take time to, like, take care of yourself?
Yeah, so I'm still learning how to. And one of the things that I recommend to everybody, I tried it and I'm going to get back into it. Mental health is real. Mental health is serious. And I wish that more people would take it as serious as it needs to be taken. Therapy, it helps. Maybe not for everybody, but it most certainly helps. If it didn't work for you, maybe it was because of your therapist. Maybe you need to try to find another therapist. But that's one of the things that I've tried, and I'm not ashamed to admit that, especially being a black African-American male. That's not something that's spoken of or heard of a lot in our community, is that we take our health, mental health, as serious. So that's one of the things that I've tried that I'm going to continue to do. Always keep your calendar together. Calendar is very important.
Yes, I have two.
Siri on my iPhone, she keeps me together. Like, she's my personal assistant.
Yeah.
She reminds me of everything. It's very hard to decompress and detox because it's almost like I never have the time to. There's so many different things that I'm involved in just outside of Lindenwood. And so I'm still learning. And a lot of my close friends is like, Joe, you gotta find something. You gotta cut something out. It's, you know, you're burning yourself out. But it's like, how do I step away from something such as the Black Student Union? It's so important.
Right.
How do I just step away and just, for instance, leave them hanging? I can't do that.
Yeah.
This is something that's bigger than me. So I don't mind getting burnt out. I don't mind going to bed at 3 a.m. in the morning and having to wake up at 6. If that's what it takes, then that's what it's gonna have to, you know, and that's what I'm gonna have to do to get it done. One thing, every once in a while, what I'll do is I'll take a week off from doing absolutely nothing, and I just focus on Joe. I haven't done one in a while. It's been since last semester since I've done one. But during that week, I'm not ashamed to admit it, I go get a massage.
No, I've been thinking about one too, Joe. Yeah. I'm not gonna
go. What is it called when you get your feet done?
A pedicure?
Yeah, pedicure. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's pedicure is feet, manicure is hands.
Okay. I always get them mixed up. Sorry.
Same.
No, I do as well.
I do as well.
I do as well.
So I go get that, and I just take the whole week off, and I don't do anything. Like, I don't go into work. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I just focus on Joe.
Are you going to do that for spring break?
I'm going to try.
Good job.
No, same. I feel.
I'm going to Memphis. I don't.
Yeah, you're going.
That's the reason why I went to Disney. Okay. Because I have to be at a theater conference, doing a bunch of job interviews in Memphis. So I'm not going to sleep. It's going to be great.
You can do it. I believe in you. Oh, but speaking like beforehand, Joseph, mm-hmm. before like all of taking like the next step of like bringing stuff like mm-hmm. to Lindwood in general
mm-hmm.
when it comes to us. And the one thing like in my head that I always wanted like to Lindwood to have is like the Divine Nine to be here on campus. So my question to you is, what do you believe that not having them on campus like stunts the growth or other overall like representation?
Absolutely, 100%.
Because I understand that we have chapters here in St. Louis, and we are connected with the chapters.
We do.
But we don't overall have, mm-hmm. you know, like a house or say, mm-hmm. you know, like a general assembly meeting mm-hmm. of them here yeah. on campus.
Yeah. And you'll have to forgive me. I'm not as far as that much educated on the Divine Nines, but mm-hmm. I will say that not having them most certainly hinders the growth of Lindenwood. A lot of people after high school, that's something they look forward to.
Yeah.
Like the legacy, because their family was a part of a Divine Nine organization or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something they look forward to. And then if that's like one of your main things that you're looking for, mm-hmm. you automatically cut Lindenwood out of the equation because they don't have that. They right. don't offer that. But I will say our citywide chapters, they do a phenomenal job of building a connection, and they want to build a stronger connection with Lindenwood. And they have, they're at our meetings, they come to our events as far as the Black Student Union goes. Mm-hmm. They reach out. They want to be here. They want to support. They yes. want, I think we just have to be welcoming and inviting to have them at the party, at the, you know, not necessarily party, but, you know, at the table.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We just have to extend the invitation, because it's not like they don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be here. We just have to do a better job at inviting them to the table.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So my next question is, what are your views on adding diverse holidays? Like Juneteenth, Indigenous Peoples Day, National Freedom Day, Transgender Day, International Day for People with Disabilities. Like, what are your views on having Lindwood, like, acknowledge them or celebrate them in a certain way? Like,
they should all be celebrated. What's the harm in celebrating them? We celebrate Columbus Day. We celebrate President's Day. All mm-hmm. presidents weren't great presidents, but we celebrate President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the harm in celebrating International Day for People with Disabilities, National Freedom Day, Transgender Day? Mm-hmm. What would be the harm in that? Letting people know that Transgender Day matter. National Freedom Day, it matters. Whether we agree with everybody's opinion and walk of life or something like that, we all still have to love each other. And so, like I said, what would be the harm in it? We should most certainly celebrate all of these holidays, each and every one that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like, Juneteenth. Shout out to Juneteenth. I'm sorry.
No, I for real. No,
biggest
like,
shout out to Juneteenth.
I do love
but
Juneteenth, bro.
Everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely get that, because one thing my uncle, like, I asked my uncle, like, the same thing sometimes and like that. He's like, the number one thing he told me, he's like, no matter what or wherever you go, there will always be hate.
Exactly.
So you just got to love what's already there and take it full fruition and mm-hmm. take it full circle
mm-hmm.
right then and there. Otherwise, you ain't going to understand it and be confused or take it as a different type of perspective than what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that. I was like, I really digest that and really had to take like different types of experiences where those things happen. Right. And like you can control it and sometimes you can't control it.
Right.
And it's crazy to see it with how, you know, within politics into a bigger scale like mm-hmm. that. And like minor scale with us being just students, it's a scary feeling. But at the same time, we do have to do mm-hmm. it every day. So, yeah.
And I, you know, like I feel for people that are afraid to embrace themselves.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, and I'm speaking towards LGBTQ plus, all the pluses to follow, like people like that, that are afraid to come out because they may feel as if we don't celebrate what matters to them enough.
Mm.
And although I may not agree with something, it's not me that's doing it. So what do I have to agree with? You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. I don't have to agree to love you. I don't have to agree with you to like you. So I think that we have to do a better job at just knowing that everyone matters, no matter what walk of life, everyone matters.
Yeah. No, I think, after thinking about this for a little bit, I think for our office, we might be, because, like, I like decorating. Mm-hmm. I really do for holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we could do more to, like, kind of decorate the office with these holidays. Because, like, for Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
I cut a bunch of hearts. And I plastered them all over our office. And yeah. It was so much fun.
I just think the time is now. Like, and I'm just speaking in general over everything. We talk, and I'm speaking of the world, not even just university-wise. We talk about doing this, and we talk about social justice, and we talk about equal rights, and we talk about this. We're talking about it, mm-hmm. but when is it time to take action? When is it actually going to be done? We've been talking about it for over 200 years.
Right.
And the time is now. And I think Lindenwood would be not only just a shining light, but an example to other communities, organization, universities, and other places to lead. Like, we could lead the way. Yes. We could lead mm-hmm. the charge, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
The time is now, and I think that's something we need to do. We need to stop talking about it and just be about it.
Mm. Time for action. Like, Lou,
exactly.
I understand that. And definitely, I can see how we can be a forefront for that, honestly. Mm-hmm. Just not only being here of Lindenwood and St. Charles as being, like, the first capital here in Missouri, but also being a stepping stone in a community past St. Louis, you know, mm-hmm. St. Louis, and then also going further on, past, you know, to Springfield and just being on a passby city on 70, something like mm-hmm. that. I feel like we can branch out and definitely be something like that for everybody.
Yeah.
So what do you want people to know about your organization, and how do people join? Like, what is the best way to get hold of the organization if they're interested in joining? Do you just, like, show up to the general meeting, or do you fill out Involve You paperwork? Like, how can potential people interested in your organization sign up?
Yeah, so one of the first things that I want everyone to know, the Black Student Union is open to everyone, all walks of life. Believe it or not, we have white people in our organization.
Yes.
Oh.
Believe it or not, we have more than one and that are active and participate.
Literally.
And I don't shy no one away, and they participate more than the other students that's there,
mm-hmm.
and which I love. So that's the first thing that I want people to get out their head and stop thinking that anyone just can't come. No, Lindenwood Black Student Union is open to everyone. Next thing, how can you join? Just show up. We meet every Tuesday, 6 o'clock, in the same room, same time, in the Spelman classroom, 4105.
Mm-hmm.
After that, after you've come to a meeting and you see what we're about, if you like it, then we will set you up with our secretary. She will walk you through how to sign up on Involve You. It's literally like 3 clicks of a button.
Yeah. Yes.
You can follow us on Instagram at Lindenwood_BSU. We're always posting information there.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you just want to hear from me, or you have some questions for me. You can also go to Involve You. My email is directly linked to the BSU account. Any messages that you send there, I get them, and only me. So if you just want it, a general question, that's fine. And I'll respond immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just want to have a sit down. Hey, how can I help? Or what can I do to get involved? That's fine, too.
Yeah.
Just come and support, honestly. I'm not too worried about the Involve You paperwork and all of that. All of that's a formality. That's a formality. I'm not worried about that. Just come to a meeting. Come to an event. See what we're about. And then if you like it, we'll add you to the group me and all that other stuff. But just come to a meeting.
For real. That's where it's at, y'all. On God.
All right.
So, we actually have one tomorrow, actually. 6 o'clock in Spelman 4105.
Bet. Okay. Definitely show up.
Yeah.
Oh. I totally forgot what I was going to say for a second. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
we're all a little bit. It's a Monday. We're doing great.
No, I definitely feel you. But Joseph, can you tell me like your overall, like not only for you like being the president of the organization, but they're all like, I think we established, touched on this earlier, like the mission and all that, but like I really like want to see like, is there other further collaborations you guys think about doing, not mm-hmm. only with Lindawood and not only with, you know, outside mm-hmm. schools like, you know, yeah. Mary and yeah. MOBAP and them, but yeah. like maybe, you know, something small or big, you know,
just all right outside. So
have you thought?
I'm gonna say a few things. Can't okay. say everything,
of course. I feel
only right. because they're so big and some people might not understand the vision. Okay. The vision isn't for everyone to see.
I
understand
it's
that.
A secret. Yeah, it's a secret. So, when I reveal the secret, then hopefully I'll be able to come back on a podcast to share what Please. The secret is.
Please.
But I will say that we're working on creating a, I don't know what you would call it. I don't know what you would call it. So, almost every school in St. Louis, Missouri Baptist, Maryville, they all have some form of BSU. They mm-hmm. might not call it the Black Student Union, but they have something
yeah.
like it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so what our boards are doing is we're forming like an alliance. Is that what it's called?
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're having like a like citywide alliance, and that's something we're working
that's
on.
That's awesome.
Okay. And we're also collaborating with our local HBCU that is in St. Louis, Harris Stowe University.
Mm-hmm.
Although they're a HBCU, they're also invited to this fold too, and that's something we want to do. So we're working on hopefully having, I'm not going to share what it is, a major event with all the BSUs to take place sometime maybe in April.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to share too many details, but
yes.
I think that's going to be, like, huge. It's not a party.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that. It's not a party. But it is going to be something that is very huge, like, very, very big.
once you release that information, we will share it on our social media.
Yeah, definitely get on that. Yeah.
And I'll share it on both the Lindawood For You programs page and yeah. Lindawood Alpha Psi Omega, which is the theater fraternity I'm also a part
okay.
of.
Yes.
Cool.
I'll share it on
support,
both.
Support.
As far as collaboration with organizations, I want to collaborate with more organizations here on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there has been at least two organizations to reach out, but unfortunately we weren't able to collaborate with them only because of timing and like mm-hmm. COVID. Like when we got back from break, like the university was shut down and then yes. we had snow days. So like,
ooh.
Unfortunately, it was unfortunate circumstances, but mm-hmm. I would love to collaborate. The Black Student Union, we would love to collaborate with more organizations here on campus. Like, that's another thing, too. Like, you know, the fraternities and sororities that's here and the other organizations that's here,
mm-hmm.
we're different, completely different organizations. But like I said, we all have one thing in common. We go to Lindenwood University, and it's time that we bridge that gap between each other and really start to make connections and collaborate with each other. And my overall mission is to just keep promoting the Black excellence that's here on this campus. That's my overall mission. I do have an overall goal,
okay.
But I don't want to share that until I lay the foundation for that.
The time is right.
Yeah.
Understand that. Thank you for telling us that, yeah, really, Joseph.
Yeah, yeah. Look,
I would never have thought of something like that.
I'm excited.
Like, yeah. I would never have thought of that. Like,
yeah. So, yeah, it's almost like the Avengers.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm thinking, you come here, and everybody's
no,
like...
No, seriously, like...
Man.
See, now...
Especially, I'm sorry, go ahead, Mark.
I'm thinking about the budget. That's going to be a good budget.
That, like, and, like, the overall aspect of us, like, also changing from being, you know, a D, you know, D2 to be D1.
I know, we're Dallas.
So, I'm like, that's also mm-hmm. interesting, mm-hmm. which also, you know, other schools within our conference even
right.
can come mm-hmm. into it, and that's going to be something very big, yeah. Joe.
Didn't
I feel like y'all definitely or something.
Didn't someone on your board win an award this weekend for
they
their...
They did, yeah. Ramon, I call him Money Man Ramon because he's our treasurer.
That's awesome.
Find that for me.
Find it on Instagram.
Was it the state conference or championship or something like that? It was very big.
Oh.
Hold on.
Okay.
So it's called
Loading Folks.
GLVC Sports Network Opportunities Preparation right. Conference Champ.
Okay, so yeah.
Oh. Conference champ.
They were conference champs. And then, like, they had a lot of fun.
Yes.
Like, but no, shout out to Ramon. He's my entire board is, when I say this, I'm not saying this just to kiss butt, but my board, mm-hmm. I have the best board ever. And I serve on a lot of boards, and some with, like, 40 and 50-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
This board here is the most professional, profound people I've ever worked with as far as coming up with ideas and executing ideas. Ramon, Aaliyah, Ariana, and our previous vice president, Tokyo, all phenomenal, like, seriously. And I couldn't just ask what – I couldn't do what I do without them, honestly. So shout out to them and mm-hmm. Ramon for his accomplishment. What was that? Champion,
Grandmaster, my phone.
Yeah. Oof.
Let me check.
But that's a heavy title to have. And to the track team, too.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, got it. Conference champ.
Yeah. Shout out to the track team for being conference champs.
That's, man. We should interview him for track.
It's been in my notes. Absolutely.
Okay, I'll message him. I got it.
He would love to do something like this.
I love track. Yeah, fun fact, I was on track.
I did cross country.
I did shot put, and then same. I did the mile.
I was a high jump.
I was like, I thought this was in middle school, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try it. And then I ended up being the last person. I was like, I'm still proud of myself.
Yeah.
So, one of my other questions is, you know, why did you join BSU, and what other organizations are you a part of?
Well, I'm telling you, I joined because Robbie put a gun to my head.
Good job, Robbie.
I'm kidding. Darn it, Robbie. Kidding.
We appreciate that.
So if anybody edit that, make sure y'all get the part me saying I'm kidding. Robbie is not a violent person.
No.
Why did I join the BSU? I joined the BSU because it's already a part of the work that I do. Outside of being a president of Black Student Union, I am a community activist here in St. Louis, and I promote and I fight for equal justice and equal rights, mm-hmm. equal opportunities for all people, but most importantly, Black people. And so I feel like me being president, and not even just president, but joining to support a cause such as the BSU will just help promote what I already do. It would just mm-hmm. be continuing the work that I already do. And so that's one of the things, because we stand for the same thing, BSU and I do. We stand for the same thing. So it only made sense. Like, it was only right to join BSU.
Right.
It's like 1 + 1 = 2. If I didn't join, it wouldn't have added up.
And overall, you have a good fit for it too.
Yeah.
Like, it's to the point, like, when everybody talks about it, it's like, yo, you're right there too to represent it so well, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not if it's not you, it's this Robbie, it's your whole board, it's y'all, it's a collective effort.
Yeah.
And to see it heavily, you know, represented now than when it was back then, even mm-hmm. still, it's just eye opening.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. Like, you mentioned back then.
Mm.
Like, overall, I want the BSU to be one of the biggest, most known organizations on this campus. Like, it's no reason why a lot of people, even Black people on this campus, yeah. don't know that there is a BSU on this campus.
Right.
Like, and that's crazy.
I know. You can ask anybody. Literally any amount of people.
Yeah.
Any amount.
And so I walk up to people, and I speak to anybody, and I just, mm-hmm. I walk in my three-piece suits, and I say, hey, you know, we have a BSU. And they be like, what? Yeah, we have a BSU on this campus.
Yeah.
And so that's why I want it to be one of the biggest, most well-known organizations here.
I feel like BSU could maybe do something with student orientation. Because, like, we get the
definitely.
Get them brand,
you definitely find a way.
Brand new first week.
That's in a I had that thought, too.
I felt
as if it was like a – that was another gap that we might as well snatch them right in the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
Snatch them.
Yeah.
Grab them. Be like, yo, we have BSU – and we could do like a cool event. Maybe BSU should host the carnival. Maybe, and just like add their name to it, because that was very popular.
Yeah, it was.
There were so many people.
Yeah, it was.
I did not go because I drove 7 hours from Nebraska, and I was passed out by the time I got to that time. But
at least you made that.
Yeah. So my final last question is, as a busy person on campus, how do you handle school and BSU? Because as we know, you've mentioned this multiple times, we are here for school. We are here for academics.
Yeah.
So how do you balance it?
It's not easy, especially being a freshman and like not knowing what to expect in college when you first get in.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindenwood, they do their best at like the first year programs and things like that. But it's still a lot of stuff that's unknown, you know, and you will only find out as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
And so most certainly not easy. Especially like the workload, schools, essay, it's not easy. I promise you that. How do I handle it? Tutoring. I've been to the SAS office plenty of times.
Yeah.
Not ashamed to admit it.
No, not at all.
No, like
no, definitely coming root.
Math, stats. When I took stats, in. Like man,
oh,
like
just everybody comes in for stats, bro. Everybody. Like never feel ashamed.
I want to cuss right now. Like class,
man,
shouldn't even exist.
No, just there's a, like a behavioral one for like sociology majors. It's not even.
And I'm just like man, like what is. I made it, but barely.
No, I definitely feel.
See, I feel like calculus was easier than stats.
Man,
both is not even trying.
Stats was horrible. Like, I'm never taking a math class again.
It's just like.
Nice.
No, yeah, but most certainly tutoring. I had to do some tutoring, yes. And I seek help. Like, you can't be afraid to get help. Not even just tutoring, but, like, just reaching out to other people to help me with assignments and things like that.
When you
need help, just reach out, because help is out there.
Always.
Stick out a hand and somebody, you know, reach out and grab it. So that's what I do. I just, when I need help, I'm not ashamed to say, hey, I need help. Help me. And so that's the best thing that I do.
Yeah, that's
real talk.
That's awesome because it is definitely, I mean, I'm awful at asking help. I'm like, you know what? I don't need it because I feel bad. I'm like, you know what? I can do it myself. So it's awesome that you have gained that because that is definitely a skill that is hard.
Well, I used to be that way too. Like, I would never reach out for help, but then after you fail so many times, it's like, what the hell am I doing wrong?
No, I definitely,
After you try something so many times and it's not working, you got to try something different. And for me, I just had to start reaching out for help.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Well, Joseph, I'm not going to lie. This was actually really, this is fun.
I'm glad.
And a long one. This has been great, though.
Oh, how long was this one?
Oh, this has been an hour.
Oh, nice.
I love it, though. It's a great special for the last day of the month.
Last day of the month.
My man's is finally here talking to us. Yes. Absolutely. And Joe, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you all
here.
For having me. Seriously. And you got to do this again.
Yes.
Absolutely. For real. Just like even
maybe,
outside just a
maybe when you announce the secret project, you come on again. Because we're doing that with the LU Shade Room potentially.
Okay.
When they're going to talk to the marketing department. But if they can, they might do an actual reveal on the podcast.
Okay.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll most certainly be back if the invitation is there. I'll be back.
Alrighty.
Bet.
Well, people,
yes.
It is midterms. Please take care of yourself. It will be okay. You got this. It's only a week, and then we're in spring break. And for those of you who are staying on campus, enjoy the time where no one's here. Get some sleep. You won't have people walking in the dorms at 2:00 in the morning. It'll be great. And get some sleep. For those of us who are leaving, travel safe. So yeah, just take care of yourself this week and enjoy your next week.
And as always, everybody, stay sassy.
Yes.